Well, there was no relief today. It was Wednesday night. Today was a joy in watching the team perform the level the way it played. I think that a completely disrupted 11. I think DeAndre and Kone, who've been playing on a regular basis, and everybody else, youngsters and squad players, came in and gave a magnificent performance, and what would have been a very good victory for me had the assistants or the referee not snatched it away from them. So the only disappointment is that we're not at fault for not winning this game. They are. But in saying that, we've drawn. In saying that, we've won 11 games with only one defeat, and the last six games are undefeated with 12 points gained. So for me, it's one outstanding end to what's been a very, very difficult season. To sit here and say we've got 12 points in the last six games is miraculous. I think it's an outstanding achievement by the whole of the squad, and certainly the squad players that play today and the youngsters made sure we've finished the season undefeated, which is very, very good indeed.
Commendable performance from the young players coming in. They all
absolutely.
Pushed
themselves
well.
I mean, Watford are going to give the manager a good send off. They're going to give the get behind the players. There's a full house, lots of intimidating atmosphere because they've had a fantastic season for the first season in. We know they've got some very good players. They played their strongest team that they could possibly play, and we matched them in every department today.
Yedlin's future, would you like to bring him back if Tottenham
we will wait and see, and everything will be hopefully sorted out and start the process as quick as we possibly can. And for now, we will just have a couple of days off and reflect, and then we look at what the situation is. My meeting with Ellis will be obviously one of great importance, and see where we go from there.
Yeah, I assume you don't foresee any significant problems in that meeting.
Listen, I don't know. How would I know? I can't look or see into the future, and I can't second guess. All we can do is sit down and talk, and hopefully at the end of that talk we're moving in the same direction.
But your gut feeling is good. There's no
well,
worry
my gut
in your mind.
Okay, but I mean, what does my gut feeling mean? Our season has been a very, very, very difficult one, and if there's anything I'm saying is, I didn't want to go through that again. So that's the most important thing for me, not to have to put myself through what I put myself through to try and get where we've got today. And obviously the turnaround has given me great satisfaction to have gone 11 games and only lose one, and to win or to achieve 12 points in the last six. But it hasn't made me forget about when it was tough. And so I've got the whole of what's happened this season in the back of my mind, and to build a plan from that to make sure it doesn't happen next season.
Because the supporters, having seen everything they have the last 4 years, what they want is a bit of stability. They've seen you come in, they've seen the job you've done. The last thing they want is to feel that you might decide actually it's not for you. You know, they want you to stay.
But it's a speculative question, and I can't tell you 100% anyway, because it's not set in stone what happens in football, so it looks all very positive, but until we get down to the nitty gritty and talk about it, then we move forward. Like I said, for me, a time to reflect on what's been a fantastic end to a fantastic season, but not to forget how this is the players and the staff as well as me, and not to forget how difficult it was at the start and then through Christmas until we turned the new year, until we turned the corner. And the season is about 38 games, and playing well and consistently well for 38 games, not 11.